Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Greetings, salutations. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Buenos noches. It's been a long time, guys.
Yeah, welcome. We most definitely disappeared. They probably like, where did they even go?
Where the hell are y'all?
They got a notification like a new episode. What?
Welcome back to I don't even feel comfortable saying another episode just because it's been so long. Welcome back, period, to Relax, Relate, Repeat. We're back.
Welcome back, everybody. We had to take some time, you know. Life happens. Life is life.
What happened, you ask? What happened? What didn't happen?
It's been a long... Has it been a year or two?
It's been over a year because I have been... I've been in two other whole apartments since we stopped recording.
It's basically been two... I think it's been 2 years, like... Probably this week or like next week. I think
it's for sure been around 2 years.
That's wild. But
it's crazy.
We're here. But it's okay. We're here. We have returned to entertain you, to communicate with you about life and things and music and whatever the hell else we choose to talk about.
Indeed. And I come back, I'm not even at my full best. I don't even have my full voice, but it's cool. I'm here. I'm present and I showed up. That's what it's about.
I got a list of things that I want to fuss about and talk about today. So we can get this episode.
Should we fuss first or should we give any updates? Or should we not? I don't know. We didn't discuss this. I just felt like I was catching up with my old friend. And I'm just like, dang, what if they were just like, oh, hey, girl, how are you? And instead I just start talking. Should I tell y'all something? I don't know.
We can give them a little life update. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
It don't matter.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so boom. I just moved to Maryland the last time we were here. I was there from March. I was at a job that I hated. I quit, and I got a new job since then.
Yeah.
I've been at my new job for about a year and a half at this point.
That's enough. I'll let you know we ain't been doing this shit for a minute.
I moved. I moved to a new apartment, and I was attacked by vermin. Adulting is ghetto. Yeah, I was attacked by vermin, so I moved again, and yeah, I think that sums up my life. I don't think really anything major happened except for I got a new job and I moved twice. I have friends now. Also, yeah, I didn't have friends. I did not have friends the last time we were here.
Good.
I did not have friends in Maryland, and now I do.
And you were sad, and now you are happy.
Yeah. So yes. Everything, things are turning. Things are moving. A lot different than 2 years ago, but that's a good thing. Progress.
Good. Me? What happened to me? I'm a whole different lady. New job, new place, new man, new life, new money, who this? That's what happened to me in the last years. A lot has occurred. We out here. It's lit. I'm sorry, Trey. I just feel like I have to say something because I'm just like, oh, yes. Hey, we ain't seen you in 2 years. So we going to just start talking.
We going to start the show like nothing happened.
But yeah, a lot had occurred. What occurred? Depression, divorce. Distress, destruction, revelation, regrowth, rebirth, and now we back.
And I am still the same person, and I just want to utilize this moment to say, I'm going to do, you know, my little set way. Y'all going to chill on my good sis, Chloe. That's all I have to say. We're going to start the podcast off as I would always start the podcast off with full aggression and choosing violence. Y'all are going to chill on my good sis, Chloe.
What they do to Chloe today.
Okay, and it really be like that. What did they do today? I do not like how y'all enjoy, like, feeling like you have the right to just, like, bully her. You all have made a hobby. You have all made it a cool to bully Chloe. And it's disgusting to me. Like anything she does, you don't like the way that she dresses. You complain away about the way she dresses, even though you dress the same way on your 3-follower social media account. Your best friend dressed like that every birthday, and you share her picture calling her how she a bad bitch, this, that, and the third. But you want to talk about Chloe, how she's doing too much. Weird. You want to complain about her doing the song with Chris Brown, like you ain't been bumping every song that he has played in the past upteen years.
Hey, that's the one, though. And you know I don't Chris Brown actively. Like, I ain't know. I ain't a stan. I don't actively Chris Brown. But y'all doing too much. I still will bump a little No Guidance, a little Heat, a little, you know? So, like, we don't do all that. Don't do all that. Because nobody had nothing to say to them.
I'm knowing this. Then you want to complain that she a grown woman being an actress and having a sex scene in a show. You want to complain about that. You want to complain about that. You want to try to bully her over an album cover. Y'all are just weird. And
what does the album cover look like?
It actually gives me very, very much Once Upon a Time. I was actually talking to somebody in the comments of the post about this. It's giving very much Once Upon a Time. It's like she had like this heart in her hand and it's like a glowing illusion, like where her heart would be. It's giving me very, very much Once Upon a Time. Regina done snatched the heart out of her chest and handed it to her. That's what it was giving me. And I just don't like people. Like, I really don't like the concept of bullying Chloe. I'm for sure a Chloe fan. I'm sick of all of the hatred for no reason. It's like you have no valid reason not to like her, and you're just doing it because you think it's fun and you want to join in on the shit talk. Sorry that your life is not giving you what you wanted to give, but just because your life is shitty does not mean that you need to shit on somebody else.
Yeah.
What did Tabitha Brown say? If you can't have a good day, don't go mess up somebody else's.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Something like that. I for sure paraphrase that. Sorry, Auntie. But for real, though.
I'm over here thinking of RuPaul phrases. I'm like, if you can't love yourself, how the hell?
It's just disgusting. And it just really, really upsets me. Like, I can't. Also, I'm sorry. I didn't let you give your take on this. I'm just going on this rant.
Oh, you're fine. I was too busy trying to figure out what the hell this album looked like.
My thing is, what the line that pisses me off the most is the whole, well, I just want her to be herself. How do you know herself? You don't know this woman. How are you going to tell somebody who they are? Like, what if who she was showing us when you, let me write that, what you thought you were seeing from her growing up and with her as like in the duo, what if that was not being herself? Which, in my opinion, I think from when she's showing me who I believe her. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Ain't that what they say?
I'm believing this is that Maya Angelou said.
That I'm believing this is. I am a person like, yeah. I think who she was showing us before was just like that persona that she felt like she had to fit in this box. But she's free to be who she is now as an adult, and she's loving it. And I'm going to love it for her. If you don't like her, she's not your cup of tea, then don't watch. But nobody has time to be hearing you complain about everything she does on everything, running to the shade room, trying to become famous in the shade room comments, thinking somebody going to follow your ass when they're not on Twitter, subscribing to Twitter Blue, thinking you got a blue check that people are going to give a fuck about what you have to say.
Man.
I'm over it. Like, leave my good sister alone.
I think the issue, and I feel like this is such a deeper, this could be such a deeper conversation. Well, it's two things. It's one, the fact that people just hate women, especially the Black ones, and they just want to police what the hell we do. That's one. But the second one is, it's so weird. And I would say it's two parts. I'm like, I feel like social media has always been negative, but it's so much more negative than I feel like it used to be. Like, it used to be a good, fun time. And now it's like everybody just wants to go out of their way to be negative, to be funny. And it's like, y'all don't got no other ways to be funny. So the first thing y'all want to do is try to say something that is popular. Something that's popular to kind of be mean about. You want to say something funny so that you can get the most likes. Like, that's going to lead to something. And also, it really gives people an inflated sense of self as far as like opinions. Everybody gets to have an opinion. That's fair. Have it. But y'all got to stop acting like your opinion matters, because it doesn't. It's fine to have your opinion, but y'all have too much. Your sense of what your opinion means is super inflated. Nobody fucking cares. If you don't like Chloe, why do you feel the need to tell her that? You don't know her. You will likely never be in her presence. If you don't like Sierra, which we know that many of y'all hate, my good
Ooh,
sis,
you are in
Cece.
my head.
You
You
know,
are
I
in
love
my
me some Sierra.
head.
I love Sierra. I love everything she does. Like, but there's so many of y'all who like just hate on people and just have so much to say about what a lot of celebrities are doing. And I know that it's in our nature, but like we're seeing celebrity culture. We're invested in it to some degree. It's fine to have an opinion, but y'all thinking that y'all opinions really matter and should impact these people's day to day is nuts to me. That's
It's
what be getting me.
delusional.
Like,
It's
why? Because you don't
delusional at
like
best.
you think because you don't like something that's supposed to change how people you don't know act? Why would you think that? But they're not politicians. Like, that's not how this works. They're not, you know, public figures that actually have an impact on your life. So why would you think that your opinions about their lives mean anything to them? They don't matter. If it's not dangerous, if it's not like reckless, then it doesn't really matter. But people really think that their voices mean something in spaces where they don't, but they also don't vote. So we're not going to talk about that. They
And
don't
I'm gonna
vote,
say
and
this.
especially not locally. They don't even vote locally. And they think that the president got everything to do with their own state law. So we're not even going to talk about the misguided on the interwebs. Because the things I saw on the internet the other day about president need to do something about this. President, I was like, that's not even his job. So I know y'all don't know nothing about nothing. If it ain't in the shade room and they don't specifically tell you what it is in the post, you don't know what the hell going on.
In the emphasis in the post, because you're not
Oh, you
going.
know, and I'm not even reading the damn comments, and
Right.
I'm not going to that
You ain't reading the caption, and you ain't clicking on the link to go to the article associated
I ain't
with the
ever clicked
post.
on no article in the shade room in my life. Why would I do that? You know whose articles I if I see Phil Lewis post something, that's the only thing I'm gonna read that. He's the only person on social media that can truly make me read an article. Shout out to Phil. We went to college together. But yeah, if I see a post that say Phil, every time I see Phil in the shade room, I'll be like, oh, he's on here. What he over there talking about? But I follow him myself. I don't need them to tell me that he's the only person on social media. Typically, I ain't gonna say the only one, but like if he posts an article, I'd be like, what is this? I know he don't be on here lying and spreading misinformation, so I'm gonna listen to what he got to say. People are idiots.
Absolutely. So yes, get off my good sis, Chloe.
And get off my
And
good sis Sierra, and that's period. And that's always.
since we talk about Chloe, I'm just gonna go. I'm jumping on this list because this is not in the right order. However, since
Okay.
we talk about Chloe, we might as well go to Halle and talk about the Little Mermaid trailer really quickly. I just want to know, did you watch the trailer? I know you probably did. We didn't talk about this yet, but
I
I'm
did
assuming
not
you
watch it on purpose. I'm assuming that you liked it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it all. Vocals, amazing, of course. Just greatness.
I'm excited about the visuals, and what's crazy is like, y'all don't attack me. I've never even watched The Little Mermaid all the way through.
I'm happy that you said this because now it gives me an excuse of why I did not watch The Little
Yeah, that's
Mermaid
why you
all the
didn't
way
watch
through.
it. I don't even think we had The Little Mermaid.
The thing is, I think we actually do have The
I
Little
think we
Mermaid.
did have The Little Mermaid now that I think about it. Maybe Jure didn't like it. I don't know. Maybe this is blasphemous. I don't know because I don't know how she feels about it. But I don't remember watching that movie all the way through ever. I was never pressed about the original movie, honestly.
Now, speaking of, I'm sorry, I have to switch this really quickly because I had to ask you a question. I was supposed to ask you this the other day, but I'm happy I get to ask you here. Did you
What?
were y'all watching Xenon in front of me?
Zoom, 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 make my heart go boom, boom, my supernova
Because my friends wanted to watch that this weekend and they put it on, and it did not feel familiar.
we probably weren't watching it in front of you. I
Because I
don't
was thinking
remember
like
you being around. You were young when Xenon came out.
Xenon came out when in 1999.
So you
So
were one. So you.
my thing is like I was more so asking like I didn't remember watch ever seeing it before. Like
When
I feel like
did the sequel come out?
I didn't look that deep into it, but like I feel like even when that part when anything else came out when she said Xenon, I feel like I recognized the name, but I didn't pinpoint it to a movie
I
because I feel
don't.
like even if the other Xenon the other two movies came out coming out later on, I don't remember like if it came out if I seen it like coming up, I probably was like I don't know what this is. I'm gonna watch this. It went on to something else.
Yeah, that's definitely not your generation. So, I mean, even if you
Okay.
watched in front of you, you were small, so you probably wouldn't remember that.
Had to make sure. Had to make sure because my friends were judging me, and I'm just like, listen.
Can I ask you a question?
Nope. Nope.
I got a question. I have a question.
You just gonna embarrass me? I know what you're about to ask me.
You know what? I'm not gonna ask. I'm not gonna ask you today. I'm gonna ask you later.
You already brought it up. They confused.
No, I'll cut it out. I'll hold till the next episode so I can ask Trayvon this question. Because when we put this on video, I need this on video. So no, I'm not asking you today. Carry on. What was the next thing you had to say?
I don't remember, but what else is there? What else is there? I'm gonna keep talking about all these quick things first that we could just go in and end them really quickly. All I have to say is y'all could have gave Angela Bassett that Oscar, but I'm gonna just leave that at that.
I have nothing to add to that.
I just want that to be said and known. Y'all could have gave my girl Angela that Oscar.
So why? I thought I was about to just break out into an Angela Bassett impersonation, right? Clearly Tyler Perry is on my mind because the first line that came to my mind was not her. I was like, I'm going to just tell y'all what I thought of because I know y'all can hear Angela Bassett saying this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm tired.
Angela Bassett most definitely did not say that.
It sounded like something she was.
That is, I don't even remember what her name in class reunion.
I don't know why that was the first thing. I think it was the voice I was getting in the voice, and that was just the first thing that came to my mind. Y'all, it's been a long day. It's been a long week. I told y'all I'm kind of sick. Don't judge me for this episode. We just came back. Expect better from me next time. But yeah, they should have gave Angela her thing. She deserves things.
Okay. What else is on this list? Now, this is just something very random. And I'll be honest with you. I've seen this, and I don't remember saying this when we did the show. I feel like this is something I wrote down to say when we did the next show that didn't come. Sorry, y'all, 2 years later. And if I said this on the show already, too bad. Listen to it again. Don't you hate when, like, you need something, but you forget that you need it until you actually need it again?
Mm-hmm.
And I emphasize this specifically with a fly swatter. I'm just going to say this. I know this is very, very random, but like I have a tendency, and I needed this recently, like exactly. And then I get it to work, I get the fly, and I be like, okay, I got to get a fly swatter. Don't buy a fly swatter. 2 months later, get a fly in the house and be like, damn, I never bought that damn fly swatter. And it's just a constant cycle because I'm going to tell you this. I wrote this down 2 years ago.
And you still ain't got a fly swatter?
And I still don't have a damn fly swatter.
Tragic.
This is absolutely pathetic. I just feel like that needed to have been said.
You need to get your life in order.
We for sure talked about that before, but now I really know adulting is hard.
You still pre-trial adult. Pre-trial adult.
Still. If this is the free trial, I don't want to. I don't know what the subscription.
You don't
want to
subscribe? Yeah, you for showing free trial adult. I feel like now somebody older than me can definitely make a correction because you're older than me. So maybe something will change. I feel like you start really tapping into adulthood maybe about like 28. Me and my friends just had this conversation and I was an idiot until like not that long ago. And I just didn't know. I thought I was so smart. I thought I was so mature. I thought I knew all things and I didn't know shit. And I still know I don't know shit for real. But like I was legit just so dumb until like maybe 26 and a half. 26 and 3/4, around 27, I was just like, am I ridiculous? Am I dumb? Am I making terrible decisions? I am. What to do about this now? So I feel like I spent 27 realizing like, wow, you're wild. And you don't have it together. Even though I knew I didn't have it together, like I feel like you don't have it together even as much as you think you do. And you're not as mature as you think you are. And you're not like, it's a mess. And then 28, I was just like, well, how the heck I fix this then? I feel like late 27 to 28, it was me trying to figure out, if I am not all of these things, how do I become all of said things? And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at now. So yes, adulting is ghetto. And the older you get, it stays ghetto. But you know, you get familiar with the ghetto. You know, when you be in the hood where you know it ain't the same as when you in unfamiliar hoods, you know?
Okay.
Like, I can walk around the streets in my city and know it's the hood. And I still walk around there maybe. But I ain't walk around the streets over here. I don't know these hoods over here. They don't know me. I don't know that's what's going on.
And that, listen, that's why I done moved to the burbs.
Hello? That's all it is. You just get more familiar with the hood you in, and you just try to buy up the block a little bit.
Very much, got on.
That's what adulting is.
Very quick question as well. What do you do when you're on the phone with somebody and they start crying?
I be sitting there being quiet.
I don't know what to do. Like, I feel it. Because that's where I was going with it. And I feel like that's not the right response, but I don't know what the right response is. Because it's like, if you're in person and somebody cries, you know, you can like, you know, touch their shoulder, their knee, you know, hug them, something. On the phone, and you just start crying, especially FaceTime, it makes it even worse because now we're just staring at each other, or I'm just staring at you cry, and I'm just sitting here like, I don't know what to do with my hands. It's kind of like when people sing happy birthday to you and you don't know what to do with your hands. It's honestly like, that's how I feel. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just looking at you, and I don't want to talk while you're crying because you might need to let that cry out. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like my first reaction is silence, period. I don't ever say nothing for a minute unless you're talking through your tears, and then I'll be like, yeah, be very grandmotherly. I know. That's all I got for you. I don't have too much.
I feel like I needed somebody else's opinion on this. I feel like I asked Dad this actually recently, and his response was just, Dad, you know, you're supposed to just talk to them, give them some advice. I said, Dad, they're crying right now. What if they don't need that? Like, that's my thing. It's like, I don't want to just be like, oh, it's all going to work out and it's okay. Because, like, sometimes, like, if I'm crying, I need comfort, but I don't know if those words are going to provide the comfort that that person needs. And then I'll just be uncomfortable that they're crying on the phone and I'm just watching them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't be knowing what I need when I'm crying. Because sometimes I'll cry because people be too nice to me when I'm sad. If I'm just minding my business sad, I could be like being real strong and sad, right? And then you come and be nice to me, I'm a weep. Don't say shit to me. Don't touch me when I'm sad. If you touch me when I'm sad, I'm a breakdown. If you do something too nice for me when I'm sad, I'm a breakdown. So I just be crying. Because every time you see somebody, you know, they said, oh, Jay, it's going to be fine. And even this, I don't need none of it.
I wish y'all could have seen the face she just made.
Y'all be sick of me laughing. I feel like I'm laughing so obnoxiously. And I'm probably so loud in this new mic. That's face. All I take is a little hand on the shoulder. I remember one time I was in church. And I was just in deep in my head. I was in deep distress. And somebody, I think they saw me because like I was already crying at this point. And somebody just came and they put their hand on my shoulder. It just made it so much worse. Like I was sitting on the end and somebody, I think it was a man. He just came out, he just put his hand on my shoulder, like an older white man. Because he saw I was in such distress and I broke down further. Ugh, I can't deal.
Be that one push, like, okay. Over the edge.
Yeah, I'd be crying anyway, so it is what it is.
What else do I have on this little list here? Okay, this is something that I'm going to tell you why I thought this, but we're not going to talk about why I thought this, because okay. I don't feel like feeding into the social media drama annoyingness.
Okay.
So, I want to talk about, I feel like we talked about this, about how trauma just doesn't just like leave you, but there's something that recently happened that made me think about this. Michael B. Jordan and the whole red carpet situation, it made me think about this thoroughly again and kind of like sit on this information because, you know, people's all like, oh, like he's still upset about something that happened so long ago, or he should be over it and should be able to do this, and he should be feeling this and he should be feeling that. And it just pissed me off because I feel like these are all coming from people who probably did the bullying in the fucking high school and middle school and all that type of shit. That's kind of what that irritated me about.
Probably.
But the reason why this, and it just really made me think about how like trauma like just doesn't just get up and walk away. Like those scars, they may have healed, but that does not mean that they have disappeared.
Yeah.
And like, for me, I was just thinking about me and like the things that I deal with. It's like a lot of my trauma when it comes to like, you know, bullying and being talked about and all these type of things going through that like crap that I went through for 3 years of my life, consistently for 3 years of my life, kind of like, you know, some here and there going through the way. It was just like, although I'm over those things, there's certain things that were said that affect me to this day as a grown man. Like, I could look back and be like, oh, I struggled dramatically from body dysmorphia. And I didn't realize this until I was having this conversation with myself, preparing to have this conversation with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how badly I struggled with this and where this rooted from until I thought about, like, where did I hear these words? Where did I hear these words about my body to the point that I'm still applying things that no longer apply to my body to myself daily? 6th and 7th grade.
Yeah.
Maybe in 5th grade, but 6th and 7th grade, 8th grade, things that were said to me consistently. And I blocked out a lot of 6th and 7th grade, which is very traumatizing. Okay, we get it, Zoom. Y'all trying to kick us off. We got 10 minutes, I understand. But it's like, 6th and 7th grade, I heard these words. And they were engraved into my head. And I consistently had to kind of like, you know, work on getting past those things. But to this day, I can look in the mirror and still see things that aren't there. Like, mm-hmm. my body type. I'm skinny. I'm tall. People say like, oh, you're very slim. But in my head, I don't see that. I see my belly that I've never been able to get rid of. Because, like, oh, you lost all this weight. Yeah. But I never, ever get rid of my belly. I feel like my belly haunts me. And I think that's kind of like, it forces me, it makes me think like, yeah, you still that boy from 6th grade, 7th grade, that everybody just talked about. You still can't do. And I think like that really made me think about that. It's like, for me, that is that. Or I'm just going to say it. Also for me, my sexuality. People picked on me and talked about me before I even knew who I was. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes when it comes to knowing who I am now, I think that's what caused me so much struggle to get to where I am now. Like, yes, I'm bisexual. This is me. Because all these voices and all these words and all this trauma that I face of getting bullied and picked on, calling me something, I didn't even know that, like, really where I was at in life at that point. And it's like, it caused me to be scared to kind of fight that. And like that trauma from just back then was an anchor. And it's like a little bit less of an anchor now. I think I've kind of like cut off some of them chain, like kind of dropped that anchor a little bit throughout these past 2 years, honestly. But it's just like, although I moved past kind of like where I was, at least with my sexuality, with my body shape and my body like comfortability, I'm still working on that, and it's just gonna be some time. But it's like, although I healed from those wounds and those barriers that were pushing me back at that time and holding me back, it doesn't mean that I don't have the scars from when those, I'm gonna say, from when them chains were stuck to me, pulling me down, I still had those scars. So if I see somebody who picked on me or said these words to me and put this trauma in my life and put some like damaged me, yes, I moved past that situation. But don't expect me to just like act like I'm like, you are not the reason why I'm still struggling with things to this day. Like, I'm not gonna be rude or nasty. I don't think he was either rude or nasty either, in my opinion. But don't tell me that something happened so long ago, I need to get over it, because you were not there. And you didn't see that effect on my life that had. And just because I didn't respond the way you wanted me to does not mean I'm not over it.
Yeah.
I'm over what happened, but those scars still remain. And scars sometimes don't necessarily disappear. It's kind of like a reminder, a constant reminder of like what you went through and how, where you are. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. But just because somebody, if people, when people go through trauma, it does, trauma doesn't always, it's not always going to fully ever just be gone. You can control it. You can manage it. You can get it suppressed. You can get it to a good place where you're over. You grow, but your trauma doesn't necessarily in itself, I would say, shrink. You grow through the trauma and you grow around the trauma, but that doesn't mean that trauma is still the same size it was when it hit you, in my opinion. That's my analysis.
I can see that.
I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Yeah.
I agree. And I don't forget anything. If you wronged me, I know. And some things I've let go, some things I have. And I still know the boy who told me Santa Claus wasn't real in the first grade. I still remember you. And it's still up. You better not ever see me in the streets. But no, like on a serious note though, like I do remember like everything. I have a really good memory, which is kind of a gift and a curse. And I have, and sometimes outside of just like those specific instances that kind of haunt you, it can also be like the emotional muscle memory. I don't think that people really pay attention to those things. Like you could find yourself being sad at certain times of the year or in certain situations that you might not even know why, but it's because your body remembers though. You might not always know what that trigger is. Your body remembers. Like I know that was happening to me at some point. Like I was like, why am I so depressed at this particular time? And I would end up looking, I think I saw a memory or did something that triggered. I was just like, oh, this is what was happening to me this time last year, this time 2 years ago. Like that stuff. You never know how things affect people. Everything affects people different ways. And some, I mean, if people are like picking on you or bothering you in something that's not sensitive to you, that's one thing. Even if he let it go, even if you let it go, that doesn't dictate how you have to operate with that person moving forward. Like, exactly. I don't really give a damn about nobody, whoever picked on me, for real. I'm friends with most of y'all hoes on Facebook and I see y'all lies, so I don't really have shit to say. The life spoke for itself for most of y'all, so. And I don't even mean that poorly. I'm just saying, like, I'm doing well. Some of y'all doing well, some of y'all not. And I don't even mean that like I wish bad on you, because I truly, truly don't. But I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. Some of y'all, I feel like we kind of grew out of it. Like some of y'all, I might have knew y'all in high school and it was a different situation or something like that. And I get it. Some kids are dumb, but even though you're dumb, just because you didn't do shit on purpose, don't mean you ain't do it.
Man.
So there's that. So very, very quickly, because I know we have to wrap up soon. Trey told me previously that he did not have any hates, but I do. Very, very brief hate. And I'm sure this has been my hate before, because I always hated it and I still hate it to this day. Unnecessary long ass meetings and unnecessary conversations. Stop talking to me when you don't need to be talking to me. If the meeting needs to be 30, why is it taking an hour? Why? Why do people just feel like they just got to keep talking all the time? You don't have to. You just don't. Let's stick to the script, all right? Let's stick to the script and then let's hush and then let's log off. Like, I don't mind a little catch up here or there. I don't mind a little, oh, how's everybody doing, blah, blah, blah. But when it's too much, I'm like, bro, I do not want to be on this computer this whole time, especially if I'm required to have my camera on. Let's just not. And also just conversations in general. I don't like unnecessarily long conversations, period. If we're not talking about nothing, like, of course, like, if it's y'all or if it's a friend or something like that, that's fine. But, like, if y'all aren't talking about anything, why are we talking? I hate feeling like I'm held hostage in the conversation. And in addition to that, that goes for DMs, too. Don't come in my DMs and be like, hey, what?
That gets on my nerves, too. I hate when I get that, because don't message me and say, hey, I have a question. And then when I reply, what's the question? you take 25 years to tell me what the hell the question is.
I hate it. And also because it's like, I don't even know if I even want to talk back to you. So when you approach me like you're sending me an email, you don't need to say, hey, how are you? And then wait for me to respond. Oh, everything's good. And then wait for me to respond again. Oh, well, I just want to put all that in the message. Hi, Jalen. How are you? X, Y, Z. That's it. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Tell me what you want off rip. Tell me what you want off rip. Do not come in my DMs and say, hey, or say, Jalen, or say, what's up? What's up? What? What are you getting at? What are we getting at here? Because I need to know. And I really need to know because I need to know if I even need to respond to you or not. Let me know when you get in here. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I just wanted to know if you were available to do this. Cool. Thanks. I don't want to go back and forth just for you to ask me that question.
Yeah, it's the point. I have a life.
Or you want to ask me about my eyebrows. Like you could just ask, hey girl, who did your eyebrows? It was that's a simple question. It's a simple question. Why we got to talk for 10 minutes, 20 minutes going back and forth because you wanted to, hi. How are you doing, girl? I ain't seen you in so long. But anyways, just tell me what the hell you want from me. Please, just tell me what you want so we can go on from here. Okay.
Any other hates?
I have some more, but I'm going to just tuck them in.
You sure?
Yep, I'm sure. You see, you feel the hatred in my heart kind of spilling over? I'm going to tuck it in. You know, I'm saved. Okay, so okay. I don't like to get too riled up because, you know, I'm saved and I'm working on me.
So, you know, and for old time's sake of how I felt like, did I say that word right?
I think so.
Is it old time?
For old time's sake?
Is it sake or steak?
Or what?
S-C-A-K-E.
Like, what? What are you saying?
What's the word?
Old time's sake. For the sake of old times. What the heck are you over there?
Sake.
What were you thinking it was?
Like, I didn't know if it was sake or steak, like stakeholder.
No. For old time. For old time's sake.
Ribeye and all. But anyways, for that word.
Old times sake.
Yeah, that. You know, I will do better and I will promise to do better at making sure this is properly updated after every episode post so people won't be yelling at me and telling me that I am slacking, but the playlist.
The playlist.
Okay. Anybody that's new here, the playlist is just a playlist of songs that we are recommending. I am going to start a new playlist for season two. I know it was part two on the last playlist, but this is going to be season two. I'm just going to call it season two, even if it ain't really season. It's season two in my head. So we will create a new reboot. Playlist for this.
We're rebooted. For this
reboot.
We're moved to a new network.
Yeah, so the playlist is just, you know, songs that we are listening to, songs that are new, old, something we just had on our mind and on our spirit. How many songs you want to do today? Do you just have, how many do you have in you?
I got a cute, I wrote down a cute one. I could give three. What you want to do?
I have three written down. So.
Okay. Sure.
The first song I'm going to put on the playlist for me is going to be Naked by Lizzo. This song sung to me.
Lizzo kick.
This song sung to me. I felt this song in ways that I was shocked. This was actually one of the first Lizzo songs that I listened. Like, I listened to Lizzo when it comes on the radio, but I've never actually like kind of fully listened to a Lizzo song. This song kind of inspired me to listen to like her albums a little bit more thoroughly, actually listening to them. But this song right here touched me. It touched my spirit in a way that I was just kind of like, wow. So yes, we're gonna put this on the playlist. Make sure y'all give it a listen.
Okay. My first song for the playlist will be a song called Haya by Damani.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to make you repeat that because of sound glitch and I didn't hear
it. Oh, I said the song is called Haya. Like, Haya. Like that. By Damani.
Damani as in...
If it ain't about... Yeah. Even though that's not what he says. But
still. Okay. I just want to make sure we're talking about... I assume that's what you're referring to. I just have to make sure.
Yes. I really like that song. That's a good gym song, if you ask me.
For sure, for sure. I'll get that added to the list. The next song I'm going to add to the list, a friend brought this song to me. Just My Luck by Coco Jones.
And I listened to the album. Me some you finally?
Yes.
Finally. I love me some damn Coco Jones. I love it. And I'm gonna try not to do like I did with Kalani last season and put like this song. I would split them up. So because you said a Coco Jones song and my next song. Oh, I'm sorry, did you have something to say about the song?
I just like the song.
Just talking about my girl, I had to jump in. So since my next song was a Coco Jones song, I'm gonna pick another one. And I'm gonna get back to the Coco Jones next week. So I'm going to say Voyage to Atlantis by the Isley Brothers.
I just thought about something, but we'll talk about that later.
It was brought back up on my radar by a friend. And I was just like, oh, yes, this song kind of go. I'm going to have to put this on my like song so I can hear it a few times back to back.
Cool, cool. My last song features who you all can't see who is in my background. Jay looking like, okay, I see like four different
artists. I don't know, who the hell in your background? Summer Walker?
No. Sway Lee. Yeah, Sway Lee is on the song. Denial by Ray Shremmerd. I'm going to put this Ray Shremmerd song on there. Anybody who knows me knows that I love Ray Shremmerd. A big Ray Shremmerd fan. Like, I fought my way to the front of Something in the Water. That's something I did this past summer. I went to Something in the Water Music Festival, and I fought my way to the front. Well, almost right to the front, but as close to the front that I could get. I was right there to watch them perform. I honestly only went to the festival just primarily to see them and Chloe and Halle. However, I'm going to put Denial on there. It came out right before the music festival, and I was the only one out there who knew the words, and I was very proud of myself. And yes, I'm putting that on the playlist this week.
Cool. My last song is going to be a song called, what's some of the options? It's called I. It's by West Side Boogie featuring, I guess he go by Shelly now, but you know, used to be Drum. It was so catchy. It says, I like tricking on hoes that bring me more hoes that act right.
This seems like something you would enjoy.
I don't remember all the words. I think that I had to fall away before I got it right. All right. I took an L the other day. That shit was light. Okay. All right. That's how you gotta live your life when stuff's going wrong. I took an L the other day. That shit was light. That was me yesterday. I for sure was taking an L yesterday. That shit was light though by the time I went to bed. And I'm bounced back today. So yes, there's that.
I can't wait for next week because I already had about three songs looking in my head again.
I did too. I'm going to got to write these things down so we can get this list together. But yeah, this is our first episode back. First of all, I think this is a great first episode back. It's been so long. But the next episode and the episode after that and the episode after that is going to be even better. Please tune in next week so I can ask this young man, this question that I have for him and his raggedy self. Can't wait to bring that up, but that'll be for another day because I need y'all to see his face. We were not prepared to be on camera today all the way, but he'll be prepared next time and I'm not letting it go. I shan't let it go. So tune in next week so you can hear him answer this question. It's very important, very critical question that I have.
Yeah, I guess what she said.
Any closing remarks?
Nope. I don't have any closing remarks. Tune in next week. Follow us on social media at Relax Relate Repeat. I think that is the only thing that the username is. I'm
quite sure that that's what the username
y'all, is. Y'all, I ain't touched this Instagram except for when I accidentally posted on it a couple weeks ago.
I was accidentally touching it. I'd be using Relax Relate Repeat as a burner page.
Not as a burner.
I sure do.
Yes, Relax Relate Repeat. Those three words. Follow our separate social medias. At Poetry Official and Jay Allure Official. That's right. That's
correct.
Yes, follow us. Follow us, like our posts, share with your friends, have a glass of wine while you listen, or don't, whatever you prefer.
We out here. The end.